So it's just, I don't know what you're thinking of, that you just wake up today just because you're a constitutional lawyer. And there's one problem that I have with Mr. Sango. He thinks he knows everything. He's the only intelligent person in the Zambia, and he knows everything. The rest of us don't. That's the only problem that he has. But politics is not like that. Unfortunately, he has to learn it the hard way. You just don't get it just easily like that. As people have given examples of Sata, given the examples of Mr. Aikandi himself, even Mazoka, what he went through. Look at what Vera Chiruba went through. It's not easy. You just don't get it on a silver plate. No, you have to work for it, unfortunately. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Well, clearly you've got a problem with the constitutional lawyer. More than anything. But for those who've been wondering, so what happens to the money that people were contributing? I saw that the founder and chairperson of the movement, he says the movement continues. Yes, Mr. Sango may have withdrawn as an individual, but the movement continues. So I guess the money will continue with the movement. Just not with Mr. Sango, because he's gone back to legal practice and to spend more time with his family.
Okay.
It's very important. With the family.
It's 8:01, and unfortunately we have to end the conversation, the breakfast plate, and also breakfast with Stanbic. But we are back tomorrow, and obviously more interesting conversations coming up next. We have the main news, and the show continues.
Yeah, someone special is celebrating their birthday today. We'll let you know who that person is as we get into the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. For now, the main news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The headlines. Lifuka urges UPND to embrace political competition after Sangwa withdraws over registration delay. Economist calls for energy diversification to stabilize fuel prices and cut revenue losses. And in global news, Israeli triple tap strike kills 3 paramedics in Lebanon. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Governance expert Ruben Lifuka has challenged the UPND to remain open to competition from opposition political parties rather than frustrating their participation. His remarks come after John Sangwa withdrew from this year's general elections following delays in the registration of his Movement for National Renewal by the Registrar of Societies. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lifuka said the President Hakainde Hichilema, having previously experienced political challenges and frustrations, should have been the first to create a conducive environment for all political players to participate freely. He has described the situation as a setback for the country's democracy, warning that it could lead to a de facto one-party state given the current trajectory. Mr. Lifuka, however, says Mr. Sangwa must also understand that such challenges are part of politics and require resilience, citing the experiences of PF founding leader Michael Sata and UPND leader Hakainde Hichilema.
We cannot start legislating for only one common view, and that common view should not only be about the ruling party. The ruling party should be ready to face competition. So clearly you can see that these are all maneuvers by the ruling party to try and frustrate their opponents. Let them go into an election, have a competition, win square and fairly, and get that legitimacy from the people. Not because you've crippled everyone else. That's what authoritarian states do. We are a democracy.
Efforts to get a comment from Acting Chief Registrar of Societies Jason Mwambazi on the matter failed as his mobile phone went unanswered. Chief Jumbe of the Kunda-speaking people in Mambwe District of the Eastern Province has described the recently amended Criminal Procedure Act as having both positives and negatives. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, the traditional leader argues that the amendment risks undermining the presumption of innocence, adding that many people could be wrongly accused. He is of the view that the act should have been subjected to wider consultation before enactment. Chief Jumbe, however, notes that little can be done now since the law has already been passed and cannot be easily reversed.
They are supposed to be widely consulted. When some people are accused wrongly, so they will be in custody for a longer time. Because even our law is not the, unless they are saying it will be fast track. But the way it is, it's already been approved. And there's nothing I can do. Things they will have just to follow it. But before they arrest, they should go. They should also do a thorough investigation. So that's the issue you face.
But Young Women Christian Association, YWCA, Eastern Province Coordinator Dorothy Njovo, has welcomed the amendment, saying that it will help prevent victims from reconciling with offenders, ensure justice is served, and reduce the number of sex offenders.
Now I call upon the parents, the guardians, or whoever witnesses such a case, never to encourage perpetrators to corrupt the survivors, but give them support so that such cases are reported and they are brought to book so that we can have less perpetrators, if not do away with perpetrators.
All sexual offenses such as rape, defilement and incest have been made non-bailable following the amended Criminal Procedure Act No. 4 of 2026. Caritas Zambia has backed the planned protests by opposition Citizens First Party over governance issues in the country, particularly regarding transparency, citizen participation, access to information, and the recent secret recruitment of police officers. Organization Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga says Caritas Zambia remains committed to speaking out whenever decisions or actions by authorities do not reflect the interests and aspirations of the people. Father Mapulanga noted that its role is not to oppose government for its own sake, but to encourage leadership to act in ways that promote fairness, accountability, and public confidence. In an interview with Phoenix News, Father Mapulanga further raised concern over the need for transparency in electoral and administrative processes, stating that all procedures involving citizens, including recruitment and voter-related activities, must be conducted openly and fairly. He stated that the organization's support for peaceful protests is a legitimate part of a democratic society, observing that while legal procedures must be followed, citizens should not be unjustly restricted from expressing their concerns, especially when they perceive wrongdoing or unfair practices.
We just hope that this is fake news. They didn't do that. But if they actually did that, that thing is wrong, and we don't support it, and we appeal to the government to look at it and to do it in a correct way. If the other people like the political parties complain about it, that is their way of doing things also. They are in the opposition, they are making checks and balances, and I think if it is true they did that, even the opposition is right to protest about. If they plan to do some protest, that is fine. Especially if the protest is done in a legal way, they go to the police, they get permission, and then they do the demonstration.
On Tuesday, opposition Citizens First notified the Zambia police of its intentions to conduct peaceful protests in light of the recent recruitment of 4,000 police officers, among other issues. Digital rights expert John Jinsenki has warned that the absence of clear artificial intelligence AI policies in Zambia's media sector is exposing newsrooms to serious ethical and security risks. Mr. Jinsenki says without proper safeguards, media institutions risk feeding AI systems with sensitive or unverified information, potentially leading to data breaches, misinformation, and loss of public trust. He has called for urgent investment in AI expertise and the development of strict internal guidelines to govern its use. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chinseki has further stressed that the fast-paced adoption of AI tools without corresponding regulation could undermine journalism.